This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar apologized to Indonesian Hajj pilgrims for the various obstacles in the series of Hajj pilgrimage, from departure to the Arafah, Musdalifah, and Mina phases. Nevertheless, the minister agreed with the explanation of the Saudi Arabian Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Taufik Al-Rabiah, during a meeting in Mina, and Deputy Governor of Mecca and Deputy Chairman of the Permanent Committee for Hajj and Umrah, Prince Saud bin Mish'al, that the implementation of Hajj pilgrimage this year was better as it is supported by a number of improvements to infrastructure facilities, water availability, and health facilities. Mount Semeru, located on the border of Lumajang and Malang Regencies, East Java, erupted on Wednesday night at 12:18 a.m. Western Indonesia time. However, the height of the eruption column was not observed. As quoted on rri.co.id, Mount Semeru Observation Post Officer Lis Wanto Ape explained, Mount Semeru is still on alert status. Therefore, the Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation asked the public not to carry out any activities in the southeast sector along Besuk Kobokan, as far as 8 kilometers from the peak center of the eruption. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Yang aku suka. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, wow, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan, terjatuh sendirian seperti tiada teman. Kita yang tak didengar, tenang jangan kau diam. Kamu tak sendiri. Seperti tiada teman, kita yang samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Paradise Island Clothing Association, or PICA Festival 2025. The festival will be held from July 24th to 27th of 2025 in Bali. 1,000 clothing MSMEs actors will be present at this event. To know more about this, let's have a conversation with one of the committee of PICA Fest, I Gusti Made Febri Iswara. Good morning. How are you, Pa Febri?
Hello, good morning. Actually, it's not Febri on live right now. It's still with me. My name is Gusti Ngurah Putra. Yeah, I represent Febri today.
Okay, so Pa Putra, may I call you Pa Putra? Okay.
Yes, it's so glad to see you too.
Thank you. It's very glad to see you. So let's jump right into our conversation of today. What is the background of PICA Fest, Pa Putra?
Well, basically, PICA Fest is an event that gathers creative industry players, especially in local fashion industry, Well, we delivered in form of today's fund, and it's been running since 2014. Well, it's not a new event, by the way, but it's a home for local brands and also local community bands back then, yeah.
So it has been happening, and the event has been held for a lot of times. Yes.
Yes.
From what I've done the research, it's been 9 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, cut off by COVID era.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be the 10 years, yeah, today, in 2025. But actually, the event is held eight times. But this year, to 2025, turns into the ninth event of the Pizza Fest itself.
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
yeah.
I want to know, what is the difference between last year's festival and this year's festival?
Well, basically, it's the same concept, like our previous events, but this year we made improvements. According to evaluation from the previous events, we add more exciting activities on the venue, and also collaborate with more local communities in Bali, so we can create more fun vibes for the crowds. And the goal is where the visitors not only come and go to the festival, but also they feel like home, they vibes like home of their local communities, and make the local economies run well. That's the major point.
So the event goal is to make it feel like home, where people connect, but also
yes.
to rise the local economic state.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
That's really cool. Go off, Pizza Fest. Okay, so
Pizza Fest
is a clothing and music festival
mm-hmm.
that attracts the young generation, of course, to participate, including communities and local brands, and of course, local brands from Bali. How mm-hmm. is the creation process?
The curation process in every brand that joined Pizza Fest, whether fashion or food and beverage brands, were got their own curated standard from us. Like, they're doing their serious business. That's the point. And also, if they have an F&B, maybe like a restaurant or something that can represent in Pizza Fest, they also has a good service. That's the point of the curation. And the brand must have store online or offline for clothing, and also they should be active on social media. As we know today, social media is everything that we can do promotion, right? It's not just like back in the day. Like right now, it's really simple and easy. But if they don't do it, some active and interactive social media, well, I'm sorry. You cannot join the show just like that. So does brand have a serious commitment to growing together with us, Pizza Fest, just like that? Thank you.
Okay, that's very interesting. So the creation process is actually you have to have an online store and also offline store and also active on social media.
Yes.
Okay. As we know, the Bali provincial government has a big target to reduce plastic waste through several policies and also actions. What about the waste management, especially in reducing plastic waste at this event?
This is very important issues because of some event only focus on their events itself, but not they simply forget about the environment impacts that can cause from the event itself, you know. So here at Pizza Fest, we are very aware about that. So big events should contribute a big waste too, right? As we know, just like that. So we collaborate with local environmental communities in this year to manage the waste during the festival. We collected the waste, let it be processed into a valuable thing, such as a table, chairs, maybe ashtrays, or everything. So we will turn in the trash into a product. So it's not just dump. We change them into valuable stuff, you know. And also, this year we try to encourage more for the visitor for bring their own tumbler. so we can reduce single plastic use during the festival. Well, I think it's just a small step to getting a big impact, you know.
Yes, of course, small steps matter.
Yeah, thank you.
Small steps matter. And from what I've seen, the Picha Fest actually took part in not only managing the waste, but turning the waste into products. That's very, very cool. So, because you mentioned before, this fest is actually, the highlight of this fest is clothing, but you mentioned about the local food and services. And so I want to know, beside clothing, what other merchandise that are offered in this festivals, or maybe stand and booth that other than clothing?
Oh, of course, the performer, the band. It's only not only a band. It's not only we bring some national band, collaborate with local bands, and then also local artists. This is not only band, you know. Same time we have a traditional dance in here, like culture communities. It's also involved in Picha Fest. Yeah, it's. All, happens all the time since 2014, you know.
Oh, so it's a collaboration from all aspects of entertainment and creative industry. That's of course.
Yeah, cool. you can maybe you can see if you come into the Picha Fest, you will see the collaboration between you can see a death metal band and also you can see a pop band and you also can see traditional dance, all in the same event, in one event, you know.
So in Picha Fest, you can actually experience everything at the same time. Going shopping, a death metal band, there, pop band, everything is there. That's so great to know.
Everything that is really inspired Bali. As we know, Bali is the island of arts. So this is we might be maximize it to represent to the audience that how they can collaborate, so we can make a fantastic movements, also not only fantastic show but also fantastic movements, just like that.
I am tempted to go if I don't have anything. If I get a vacation. So my last question is that what kind of support does the Creative Economy Ministry provide for this event?
Oh, yeah. Back in early Monday. This year. What time the boys going to?
Last
month.
Last week.
Oh, last week.
Last 2 weeks.
Oh, the last 2 weeks, four of our boys is coming to Jakarta to see the Deputy of Minister of Creative Economy, and they all already accept us Picha Fest team in Jakarta for audience and discussion about strengthening the ecosystem creative economy through protection of innovative ideas in organizing festivals, and also as assisting us in managing intellectual property. Intellectual property rights for every Bali's local brand, because you know it's quite difficult to have intellectual property rights today. But now here at Picha Fest, might we can help to managing that to the Minister of Creative Economy, just like that. It's very helpful. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So. In conclusion, if you want to join an unforgettable and also amazing experience, a mixture of local products and also entertainment, art, and music, you have to join Picha Fest. I also agree. I want to know how many local brands that are currently joining this festival, that will be joined in this festival.
For this year 2025, the local clothing is joined about 40 brands, 40 brands, and then almost like 60 brands of food and beverage brands that also joins us, and then 20 communities local communities also join the festival, in this upcoming festival.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot of numbers, and also for the clothing brands, 60 food MSMEs, I'm assuming, and also 20 communities. If I yeah. want to know what kind of communities that because this event is a mixture and it's a bowl of creativity, art, everything is there. So
I and for the art and also automotive enthusiasts and also what else? Boys, there's so many. yeah, some kind like that. We just collaborate in one event. Oh yeah, and also we make a running event for the last day of the pizza fest in Sunday morning, early morning. We make a pizza run festival also.
Wow, yeah. This festival sounds like fun. I really want to join this festival.
I told you.
Yeah. Okay, I am sure that my boss will give me like a leave or something, probably. But yeah, yeah, it sounds like so much fun. And I am wondering, I have this question for you. If you have a chance to do international festival featuring mm-hmm. a local brand, which country that you choose to promote your product or Indonesian product?
Indonesian product. We were thinking Indonesia is really nearby with Australia. we have a chance to bring Pizza Fest to another country, it might be Australia, because Bali got really close connection with Australia. Just a lot of Australian feels Bali like their home, and also we are Balinese, so connected with Australian self. Yeah, and also yeah, lots of the visitor of Pizza Fest at the previous event is coming from Australia.
Oh,
yeah, that's why.
Okay,
because they know a little bit about Pizza Fest.
So let's manifest this event. We'll go international.
Right. And yes.
Yes, I'll support this event going not
yeah,
only just in Bali, but also to Australia. Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
A huge success for us if we can go spread the message to other countries.
Amen. So,
amen. Yeah, loud amen.
So to our viewers and also listeners, please, if you're in Bali, join this unforgettable and also amazing celebration. It's
yes.
a bowl of everything that connects everything. You can have art, delicious food, good music, and also amazing local products there. So
yes.
join Pizza Fest from July 24 to 27th
yes.
of 2025 at Niti Mandala Renon Field, Denpasar.
Denpasar, yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Putra, for joining us today. It was a great time to talk to you.
Okay,
and
it was nice to meet you too.
Have a nice day.
Pizza Fest 2025, okay? See you at the festival, okay?
I also hope I will see you there. Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's our talk with the co-founder of Pizza Fest, Igusti Made Putra Miharja. You can listen again to this talk on our YouTube channel at VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
What the hell, Maggie?
Keyword of the Day. To lead is to suffer, a quote by Kiai Haji Agus Salim. Born on October 8, 1884, Kiai Haji Agus Salim is a legendary national hero of Indonesia. He is a fighter, media leader, ulama, minister, party leader, philosopher, reformer, and diplomat. Agus Salim was the best graduate of the HBS school during the Dutch Indies era, defeating others from the Netherlands, Europe, and East Asia. That's Keyword of the Day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound. Only in Indonesia.
Peach usually has a black or white sack, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the pink peach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This peach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia. Your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Kemarin engkau nyatakan hati, tapi terlambat, katamu tak bisa. Cinta ini takkan berbalas sayang, ku pastikan melayang pergi ku saat merasa. Kini ku mengerti.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana mask itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His movement was firm, shows strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kadang bisa aja ya.
Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity. How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya? Ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mass dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mass dance, he has to develop Palimanan mass dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mass dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the mass dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus Fanny latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the mass dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mass dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blast that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mass dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananta. Enjoy!
bonito.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.